Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. I'm hoping that this is working. I'm broadcasting from the wonderful state of Hawaii this evening. And my board is gone a little screwy. So if you could just bear with me right now so I get my board up and running, I could tell you what's going on and everything. We got a lot of things going on. We got California headed out to Macon, Georgia. We got racing out here in Hawaii. We got all kinds of things going on out here. So I will be with you guys shortly as soon as I get this computer up. I'm sorry for the technical difficulties, but it's hard to get this thing going and set up. But in the meantime, I know we're going to have a lot of callers calling in. And tonight's probably going to get a little wild because we left off a little on the wild side last week. So with that being said, I know Chad is probably online. Chad, if you can hear me, just stick with me. You guys hit the one button when you want to chime in. And like I said, we're trying to get this computer up online out here. I know my co-host Kev, keeping it real out of Detroit. Hopefully you out there listening too, brother. I'll get everybody on as soon as I can. So computer's coming up right now. If you guys just hold on, give me a second. I'll be with you shortly. Okay, everybody, we're live. Now, here we go. Sorry about the delay and everything, but now we got everything up and running, computer running, all the way from sunny Hawaii. Got a lot going on. I'm going to open up some mics right now. And let's get to this. My boy. Keeping it real. Ken, are you there? Kev, hey. I don't know what's happening, man. Your mic's not. As soon as your mic's live, I can't hear you. Kev, you there? Oh, we still may be having some difficult. I apologize for all this. Kev, you there? Can you hear me? Okay, I apologize. We know I'm still trying to get this board going. And to let the Detroit callers know right now, I did hear about Hollywood Sam, and I promise you we will get to that as soon as I can get this board lit up.
Hello?
Hey, Kev, you there?
Yeah.
All right, listen, man, we live. We'll try it this way. Maybe we get some things going on. I'm still working
okay,
on
it. Okay, I got a bunch of people calling me from Detroit. What's going on?
Yeah.
We got to talk about Hollywood Sam tonight. Say, hey, man, we got a legend that passed away. Did so much for us, you know, in Detroit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, let them know, man.
Okay, so let me. Greg wants me to text him the number real quick. I'm gonna call you.
My board's not up yet, but you're
mm-hmm.
live on the air right now.
Okay. Let me get back on the phone.
Okay. Yeah, we're still trying to get this board going, guys. Nothing's coming up for me. Nothing's lighting up. I see. I got a lot of callers calling in right now, and. And I know you. I can see you with your hands up. I just can't get your mics open, and I don't know what's going on. Why it's not letting me get you guys going. I appreciate you guys hanging in there, and on the lines, and people listening on the internet. We're working on it. I thought for sure I'd have this thing situated. But as soon as we get this thing figured out, as soon as I get some mics opened up, we do have a great show for everybody. I know a lot of people here. We got to get on the line. And I want to give a real quick shout out to all my SoCali guys out there. And hope everybody's doing good out there. I did go to some street races out here. These guys do it a little different. It's hysterical how they do it out here. Out here, they barge their cars from island to island when they got races. And the road they race on is just a two-lane road, and they let everybody in who's going to be a part of the race, and then they block off the road, and then they handle their business. And they got some wild cars out here, too. You know, if you guys just hold on a second, I'll get back to you guys. I'm trying to get this board lit up and open up these mics to get everybody in. Just give me a few seconds here. And again, I apologize. Okay, listen, everybody. We're almost done with this. We're getting worked out. I got Gunnett working with me right now. If you guys could just sit tight just a little bit longer, and we're gonna have this thing up and running in no time, okay? We're almost there, so just sit tight. We're going to have a kick-ass show, trust me. Hello?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you can hear me, we have the Tail Show open. Tail, can you hear me? All right, ladies. All right, 706-0069, can you hear me? 706-0069, can you hear me? 304-803-8014, can you hear me?
Yeah, got it, I can hear you.
Okay, well, Tail, it looks like the show is running. You have a few callers on the line here, and everything is good right now. I'm able to get in and work the board for you.
What's that?
I said, you look like your show is running fine. Everything is fine on the show. I'm able to run the board for you.
Yeah, if you can, because I can't run the, it's not doing nothing for me.
All right, it's not a problem.
I've been off Kev off the board.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we experienced some technical difficulties, but we're here to tell Greg Inc. Saturday Night Greg Show. So I see we have Detroit on the line, 313-8082. State your name, please. 313-8082. Your mic is open.
Yeah, this is Greg. Greg Williams calling, formerly known as the Green Hornet. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah,
Tail,
I
where
can
you
hear
at?
You.
Tail, where you at, Tail?
Hey, babe, I can hear you.
I'm out of Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah, we heard it. We heard all about what's going on up there, man. Can you tell us a little bit more what happened?
Yeah, what it is we just lost an icon yesterday. He was known as Sam Gurley, better known to us as Hollywood Sam. If I'm not mistaken, a massive heart attack in his place of employment, and we was really concerned about him because he just had a car show, and all of us participated in this car show. And we had a real good time, and we were just really sad about the situation that just took place.
Well, I'm really sorry. And if you could, for me, send condolences to the family and to the races of Detroit from California and tell them our thoughts and our prayers go out to the family and friends of Hollywood.
I sure will. I would definitely do that and let everybody know. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have some more people to call in to, you know, just send their condolences to concerning his situation. I also wanted to mention, too, that if it weren't for Hollywood Sam, we have some extreme good car shows here, one of the best car shows in the nation. And he gets us down to those car shows, all our race cars. There's a lot of us that goes down to his these race cars that bring our cars down to the car shows, and some of them are international car shows, and he gets us in there, and we're going to really miss that opportunity to be able to do that because of him.
Wow. Well, you know what? If you guys do a tribute car show and can give me enough time out here in California, I would love to make the trip out.
Okay, I really appreciate that. Yeah, that'd be just fine. That's good. Yeah, me and Kevin, and we go. We and Kellen all up in Tyson, all, and we real close to each other. So we really wanted to sit down, let everybody know that he's gonna be really, really missed.
If I can add, sir, my name is Benedict Nelson with Grudge Inc. If you can if you can go to www.grudgeinc.us and post some information about the QB Car Show, I'm sure that Grudge Inc. will be behind you 100%, and we'll see if we can lend you our support to advertise it and also support it. We will get the word out there through our message boards. We'll put the word out there in our, through the publication, the magazine, the publication. And while we have you on the line, Hornet, can you tell us about some of Mr. Hollywood's accomplishments, some of the things that he's done in life other than the car show, which is a grudge racer? Can you give us some information? Instead of mourning his death, let's talk about some of the good things that he accomplished while he was here with us.
Okay, yeah. What happened was I got a 1970 Chevrolet Corvette. It's a street race car. I mean, it's a race car, actually. And what happened is most of the our parts, that's why we call him Hollywood Sam's Auto Parts, because all of our high-performance equipment that we used to get from JX and Summit, we was getting from Hollywood Sam. And usually the parts that we were getting from him, it's just as good as the parts that we would get from some of these high-dollar auto parts that we get from that we buy from. And what happens, he gets us those parts really, really, really cheap, and we're able to put them together and then go out and go grudge racing. I mean, matter of fact, we were just at the last No E.T. at Mylan Dragway here in Detroit, Michigan. And because of his parts and things that we got, which holds up real good, this is one of the reasons why we're going to really miss him, because we need this parts and things that we get from him. And matter of fact, not only that, when we go racing, he comes out to watch. He comes out to support us. And that's, like I said, not only do we just mourn in his loss, but he comes out and watch us race, and he gives us our support. He cooks for us, and one thing about it, he's good at cooking certain foods for us to keep us all, you know, entertained. And he played the music. I mean, it's just that the things that he does really, really, really brings out the best of us.
You know what it sounds like to me a little bit here is what you done did is told everybody on this show why Detroit is so fast. You guys got those speed secrets over there.
Yeah, it is. That's what's up.
Him working his little magic on the parts he's selling. Now I know why Detroit's so fast. I'm on you now. See, I'll pick up. I read between the lines, baby. I know what's up.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. And see, sometimes, like I said, he also, not only that, he does machine shop work. He does engine work. And he was pretty good at certain things that he did, especially head work. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, when we're dealing with grudge racing, that's what it's all about. We're trying to get the most horsepower we can out of these race motors, and that's what we do. So he put something together for us, tell us what we got, tell us what we need, tell us what we need to do to make our cars run a lot quicker. And he gives us these little secrets and stuff. So, like I said, I'm sure you're well familiar with the way the process works. And so we can't give up all the secrets, but he was one of the guys that pushed the secrets to us. You know what I'm saying? He was one of the guys that really showed us how to make horsepower.
Hey, Green Hornet and Tao, it's Kevin. I'm on.
Hey, what's up, bro?
Hey, man, I got the text about 3 p.m. my time today that Hollywood Sam had passed away. And I really would like to say this, if everybody can give me the full 4 minute. Sam was a beautiful man. He's still here with us. He's a lot for us. And we can't forget it. I hope you guys never will forget what he's done for us. I remember Sam calling me and me, Greg, of Tyson's on the phone. That was one of the first years we can Autorama. And he said, "Hey, man, you know, I need your car." I said, "Not a problem. Sam is on his way." And, you know, once we got there, man, you know, we just became a family in our group. We had a good time. You know, Sam always called and checked on us. And, you know, he got sick a little later, you know, in the last year, got sick and was kind of hard. You know, I talked to him about maybe 3 months ago, 2 months ago, and checked on him. And he said, "Yeah, I'm doing okay. I'm hanging in there, you know." And Greg, you know, Greg Horn is truly right that, man, he will be missed. I'm just stunned right now because the man did a lot for us. And if any of you guys can go to YouTube and go to Garage Talk. Mr. Humphries put on, he used to do the White Castle thing for us in Detroit. He did an interview with Sam, and you guys please reach out and go to that and look up Hollywood Sam interview, and you will get to know this man. You know, I mean, this man owned funny cars. He owned, from the first, you know, blacks owned funny cars, Alders, full stock cars. He did it all. But like, you know, the Green Hornet said tonight, man, he did a lot for us. Man, he stuck his arm backwards over for us.
Hey, Kel, tell him too. And not only that, we even got his name on our cars. Our names are on our cars to represent him. You know, Hollywood Sound Alpha. We had our names located all over our cars to let him know that, you know, he is the man. So that's
right.
Another one.
Well, I'll tell you, my heart goes out to everybody in Detroit that was involved with this man. And, you know, he sounds to me like, you know, he was a very respected, a very good-hearted man. And, like I said, my condolences to the family, the friends, and the racers that were underneath him. And it's a shame.
Well, Tail,
you know,
hey, Tail, if you remember, about two years ago, Tail, remember me and him on the freeway, we called you about bringing your car out, and you said it was a little too late notice, and he was like, wow. He said, man, I really would like for you to bring that car out here from California.
Oh, my goodness. That's who this was?
Yep.
Oh, my. Yeah, I do remember. I sure do.
Yep.
Wow.
That's it. Yeah. That's what we're talking about. So, yeah, we like I said, as a matter of fact, it was last month. It was last month. We was out there, and Sam was out there minding out there. He had his whole family. One thing I like about him, he was a family man. I mean, he really liked drag racing, and he was a family man. So when he come with his family. You know, you've been 75 people like that would come with their family.
I mean, man, the Green Hornet's telling the truth, man. I mean, we took a big loss today. You know, I got it. I just couldn't believe it. I mean, man, I made phone calls. I called the Green Hornet. I called everybody, and everybody's like, yeah, man, it's true. I'm like, man, I just had to sit down for a minute and get my thoughts together because, you know, Sam did a lot. He did a lot for us, man. He did a lot for us in this racing game. You know, he gave guys motors and said, man, you know, finish paying me next week, and they got me back, you know, to pay him. You know, he did a lot for us to race. You know, machine work. He did a lot for us. You know,
Joe did.
Keep us going.
Real talk. That's it.
You know, it's like how Big Willie was out there in California doing things. Man, this man did stuff for us. You know,
right.
And I didn't tell. I mean,
yeah,
we talked on the freeway, and he said,
"Yeah, we might be trying to get out here."
Thing.
Kel, I tell you another thing. We might be trying to get out here and go to the Macon, you know, Georgia for that, North against the South or something like that. They call it North against the South or what they call it?
Right.
Yeah, next week, yeah, March, November 3rd.
Yeah, November 3rd. That's coming up. So we got to start get some money together and start heading on out there. So we're going to see what we got. See if we can come up there and do something with some of them boys out there.
He's all right, Green Hornet. You be nice now. You be nice.
Okay, all right, man. Y'all talk to him.
Boy.
Hey,
no, you stay on the phone. You stay on the phone, Green Hornet. Green Hornet. Hey, Gunner. If Gunner was from.
Yeah, Gunner's on the phone.
I'm right here. I'm right here.
Gunner, please do an interview with this man. You got on the phone. He's the first time caller. Got the baddest vet in the world.
All right, let's see. We have 602-3063. Kevin, let me let you do the interview. You know, you're familiar with the central central Gulf team. I feel like a fish out of water, so if you do the honors, I appreciate it. 602-3063. The mic is open.
Hello.
602-3063. Your mic is open.
Denise.
Hello, caller.
Hello. Yes. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing great. We had a big loss here in Detroit. We had one of our legends pass away yesterday.
Yeah, that was my man, Hollywood Sam. This is Paul Humphries, originally from Detroit.
Oh, we got Paul on the phone.
Yes, I'm
Paul,
Arizona.
What's up, Paul? Paul,
hey,
Paul,
man.
My man.
Hey, just hanging out, man. Just got through doing a car show
Paul,
out in Arizona.
Paul.
Yes.
This is Greg on it. Look here, man.
We miss you, Greg. Hey, man,
I miss y'all too, man.
I'm out here trying to hold it down on the West Coast right now.
Okay, that's real talk. That's what it's all about.
Hey, Paul, can you direct everybody? Can you direct Gunnett Pickens, videographer, just like you? Can you direct them how to find Hollywood Sam when you did the interview with him?
Huh? On the YouTube?
Yes, sir.
On
can
Facebook,
you help?
Man. Huh? And it's on YouTube. If you just type in Motor City, you just type in Motor City Street Races, you can find the clip on through there. Or you can go to a High Performance Legend. That's what I got him under, a High Performance Legend.
Hey Gunnett, you would love to watch the Gunnett. You would love to watch that interview he did with him.
Paul, can I make a request?
He talks about how he got started down there on Grand River. He used to work for somebody else, and in 73, you know, the company business. Y'all still there?
Where are you at on the West Coast?
I'm in Arizona, Avondale,
Arizona.
Arizona.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so... I'm here trying to do my thing. I just got through doing the car show today. Hollywood Sam started me off on the car show. Sure.
Yep, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about. That's real talk, Jim. Yep.
When I did talk to him on the phone, when I told him, because Kev was telling him they were going to do a car show out in Detroit and he wanted me to bring my Vega out. And I told him, I said, I couldn't do it because it was too short of notice for me to come all the way out from California. But I guess Kevin forgot to tell him I was from California. He said, well, you coming from where?
Hey, guys. Is everybody on the phone?
Yeah.
Paul,
yeah.
You on the phone? I just had a phone call from the vice president, and he's asking Paul to please post that interview of Hollywood Sam on GorgeInc.us.
Uh-huh.
Because they want to do something special for Hollywood Sam.
I was trying to load it up on there. For some reason it wouldn't go through.
Okay, if not, Paul, I'm gonna connect you with a person that can help you.
Okay.
I'll call you. Sam, we want you to stay on the show, man, because people are going to be asking you questions about Sam. We hope you stay on. YouTube, Green Hornet. I mean, we got Craig calling in. Craig said he was calling in to, Craig, the engine builder, said he's calling in. Man, we got a bunch of people calling in tonight, man. They just want to, what they're saying about Sam, man. Just, my heart is broke up right now, man. And Sam is just, he was truly a good person. I know we used to go to the car show at the church. As soon as I pull in, he'd be like, I'd be like, Sam, here's my money. Oh, man, you already paid. You know, he was sponsoring me. He said, man, I got you sponsored, man. You drive all the way out here to, come to the show. I said, man, Sam, anything you want, you got.
Well, you know what I dug about Sam? Yeah, he opened the door for a lot of people in Detroit, man. He taught people how to modify their cars and make it show in the car show.
Yeah, so did.
And anything dealing with kids, like my kids, when they were growing up, they first got their license. He would sponsor them to be in the high school nationals, which most inner city high schools didn't know about high school nationals.
And no, they didn't.
Sam was promoting that to them and getting the kids out of vocational school to put something together to be in the high school nationals. Be competitive and teaching them how to be competitive. So, he did a lot for me and my family. So,
he did a lot for me and my son. He got us and all the Ramblers closer. And me and Sean would always show up to his show. And I'm trying to get in touch with Sean, let him know, because I know Sean will definitely want to, you know, go to his funeral and stuff. But guys, I'm still shook up.
I know, but one thing, man, his knowledge will not be wasted.
No, sir.
As a matter of fact,
go ahead.
We do have a few other callers on the line
out of
Detroit. So
all right, we got some more callers, guys. Paul and y'all can answer some calls for us.
We have 313-0159. Your mic is open.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, sir. This is Craig calling from Detroit. And I'd just like to say Sam was definitely the pioneer of the hot rod world here as far as the parts is concerned and building motors and helping kids at the vocational school, and he'll be greatly missed here, but we will keep the legend going.
Hey, what's up, Fred? You all right?
Hey, what's going on?
It's Green Hornet, baby. It's Green Hornet, Corvette, baby.
All right.
Hey, Greg. I think the Green Hornet, I think he took his medication tonight, you know, last time. You know, when he gets them car shows and races, you know, we have to run over and make sure he got his medication. He don't take his medication. He drives it kind of like he ain't got no sense.
Yeah, he on the wall. That's true,
hey,
man. We're gonna take care of Sam.
Hey, Tayo, let me tell you about the Green Hornet. That man is one of the first men, I guess we could say, Detroit, that played with nitrous. And he's addicted. Ain't never. Greg, how long have you played with nitrous? Over 20 years?
At least.
The man ain't got no sense, dude. He ain't got no sense.
Me and Tony Buss, I remember. Me and Tony Buss, we came up in the same old age where we actually almost invented nitrous. So we really know some about that stuff.
Well,
the man, I'm telling you, man, that damn Craig, boy, that boy ain't got no sense for no nitrous, boy. That damn vet, he'll spray that money. He don't give a damn. That damn thing be...
Y'all missed the Lil Carter, you know who Lil Carter is, Lil Carter, what was the outcome? You remember now that when I turned them symbols on, boy, you know, it comes around. He tell you about it. You hear about it. It'll be on top of YouTube coming up.
I'm too slow to get in that conversation.
you hear about it, though. It'll come up.
My car
too slow to talk about that.
Hey, Paul. Since you left, man, you really need to call the Green Hornet. You need to counsel him, man, because you know how he is with that nitrous, man.
Well, you know what? He can bring the nitrous down here and back me up, because I'm trying to set something up now to get some Detroit boys down here to do some no-ET.
That's it. Just let me know when.
I'd like to at least get some sponsors to pay for y'all gas, at least, you know?
Yeah, right.
I definitely want to put that together.
Hey, Paul, yeah. We know you'll do it, but you better have about 355 gallons of C16, C18, C21 for Craig, because you know how he is.
He told me one time, man.
I had my show out there out my hometown, and man, I'll tell you something. Man, that folks came out from nowhere, heard that car fire up. We had about an eighth of a mile out in front of the shop. Spray going down there. We like, what? I thought he was going to hit a little bit. He done turned the bottles on and everything. Man, all people standing out there. We had the mayor of my whole time. We had to come back and get his pilot license for y'all, because he comes down there too quick on Michigan Ave.
It is. That's what it's all about. But like I said, getting back to Sam, he the one that really got us all started. Sam was the one that got me started in the drag racing. I used to go up to his shop all the time up there, and his brother all the time. Remember, his brother was the one that's selling everything behind the shop, behind the counter. And Sam would just help. You know, he stay in the back and do the machine shop work. So that's what I'm saying, man. He's gonna be truly missed.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Will.
Man. I got to get in touch with his brother, too, and find out what's going on so he can get us some information. So that'll work.
Yeah, well, we got
gentlemen, if you guys can. If you guys can, I would love to see a picture of Hollywood Sam. Not only is just video, but if somebody can post a picture up on www.grudging.us, I would greatly appreciate it. You know, when you hear a lot of positive things about a man, the way you guys are coming on speaking about the man, the curiosity is piqued. You want to know, you don't want to hear about it, but you want to see the visual behind all the good deeds. And, you know, so please, if you guys can also post the picture as well as send the link to the video over on grudging.us, I'm sure there's a lot of people that would appreciate it, be interested in it, such as myself. And there's just so many other people, just a host of other people. That said, Taylor, as your calls, your board is filling up. I see a lot of people are listening right now. If you're just quiet, we have some people from Georgia that's been on the line since we came in. We have more from Detroit. Looks like we have Alabama on the line. So if anybody would like to say anything, by all means, go ahead and press the 1 button. And don't be quiet tonight. Go ahead and you can talk about whatever you want. It is Taylor's California Grudging Show tonight. He's the governor of California. And come forward with us. Chop it up with us about graduation and what's going on in your neck of the woods. Come on, press the 1 button.
Well, please, guys, hit the 1 button. Please hit the 1 button. And you got something to say about Sam, you know, let the world know, man.
You know what? I'm tired of being
nice. I got some other news going on out here from California. On November 3rd in Macon, our boy Chad is headed out. He's going to be headed out to Macon, Georgia. And he says go out there and tie a yellow ribbon around somebody's throat out there. But he'll be coming on the show tonight, geared up, ready to go. And I know Biz, I've been talking on the phone with Biz all day. And he's going to be down there, and he's going to handle that race for us in Macon. Make sure it gets put in the right way and everything going on. So, yeah, we got a lot of good things going on. We're excited about that. I wish I could make it down to Macon. But we're gonna send a car down there and represent California.
That's a good thing.
I know he's going to do good. I just hope he's not a hated man after when he leaves. So, but yeah, if anybody want to call in and you know, we're up and running and just hit your 1 button.
Oh, please, guys. Hit your 1 button.
We have Rob on the line. Rob is on the line.
What's up? Hey, Papa.
What's up, big dog?
Daddy-o.
Oh, I'm just wondering when that cat gonna come on the line. I forgot about the show.
Oh, how dare you?
Is my boy Chad on there?
No, Chad's not on yet, but I know I texted the number. I know he's just probably signed up some loose ends, but I know he'll be
he called me today. He's waiting for that guy down there to call in.
We're looking for White Cracker, man. White Cracker, if you're listening, if you're out there, hit your
1 button.
Oh,
he run his mouth. That's about it.
Well, hold on for just a second. Let me see if I can get Aaron, a.k.a. Crazy Horse, a.k.a. White Cracker, on the line.
Get him on the line. Get him on the line, because you know, we don't race out here in Cali. We don't race. But tell him to come out here, we'll race.
But I like your character. So hold on, let me get
Hey, Green Hornet.
Yes, sir.
You on the phone?
Huh?
You on the phone, right?
I'm still here. Yeah, I'm still here.
Paul, you still there?
Oh. Yep, I'm still here.
Please stay on the phone, okay? And can you please keep Green Hornet under control, because Green Hornet will engage with one of these guys, so let's keep him under control.
Just don't take the collar off, man.
You know how he is when I'm taking his medication.
Just don't take the collar off.
Is that Kev? What's up, Kev?
Who is that?
Big Rob.
Oh, Big Rob, what's happening, man? It's your cousin, man. Everything good down there?
Yeah, everything is good. Everything is good. I hear one of my boys trying to come out to making the to run somebody that's running their mouth.
Yeah, man. We kind of down a little bit here, in Detroit today. We lost one of the legends. They helped us out, Hollywood Sam, and you know, man, he helped us a lot. And he passed away yesterday, and we just, you know, was commenting on him tonight, and we try to get the rest of the guys in Detroit to get in and just, you know, we want somebody to say something good about him. And, you know, he spoke with Teo about 2 years ago, and he asked Teo to bring his car out and put him in Autorama, get him in Autorama, and Teo just told me he couldn't make it because it's so short notice because, you know, but, you know, we're going to have a good night. We're going to have a peaceful night tonight. You know, we're going to have a peaceful night tonight. We're going to have fun.
That's right. You know,
he was like, how big... How big Willie was, y'all, man. That's man. Here's how he was to us, man.
Oh, okay. Y'all, you coming out to Vegas?
We try and do something, but we working with Paul on the phone. Paul's on the phone. We're gonna try to see if he can represent Detroit for the West Coast. He's out there in the West now.
It's a good deal, man. It's you know, a lot of good racing, a lot of fast cars. You know, y'all got some good tracks out there. But we got to run with what we got, so.
Right. Well, tonight we're going to have a good time tonight. I think tonight we're going to bring some energy together and get some racing going on and let guys meet guys. But the gentleman we got on this phone, I'm saying tonight for Detroit, is called the Green Hornet. Rob, please. Rob, I know you and I know him. Y'all too damn nuts with that damn nitrous. And I'm telling you, this man don't give a flying F. He crazy with nitrous, man. He cooked with nitrous.
Yeah.
He is also with nitrous.
I'm not that crazy, but, you know, if the stakes is right, I become crazy.
Right. Hey, Green Hornet, you on the phone?
No, he's gone.
He's gone. Is Paul still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Paul's still here.
Appreciate you staying on, man.
Yeah,
this is Rob.
Here.
Rob is from California, man. He's a good guy, real nice guy.
Hey, Rob, well, I'm not too far from you. I'm in Arizona.
Oh, okay. That's good.
I just moved out here a year ago from Detroit, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm the one that did all the documentary.
I'm not that crazy. Only when the stakes is high, then I become crazy.
Well, you got to be crazy.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
I gotta ask you, man, what's the weather like out there?
it's actually real good. It was 80 something degrees today.
Hey, Paul, how's the weather out there?
It was 87. It's cooling down
pretty nice. I'm gonna tell you the truth. Back in Detroit, what it is?
What is it, man?
40.
What is it?
40. 40 below. 40 below.
40 cold. Degrees. It's cold when the Tigers are losing, ain't it?
Oh, man. Real cold with the Tigers.
And see, that's the problem for us is that, you know, we got more than just we can race any day of the week.
Right.
You know, we got this hell of a weather out here.
No, I ain't going to say any day of the week. I damn sure won't be racing in the summertime. Not when it's 120. You won't see me out there.
Yeah, 120, I'll be on the water.
Yeah, right.
Oh, well, we do have boats that we can race, too, though.
Yeah, matter of fact, they just had one this weekend, didn't they?
Yeah,
Arizona they did at Firebird.
Firebird they had one.
Yeah,
Firebird they had
one
there.
Right.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We have Crazy Horse on the line.
Hey, I knew there was somebody said they wanted my ass.
somebody wanted your ass.
Yeah, I knew there was a lot of steers and queers over in damn California.
Yeah, well, come on this side and you'll find one.
Did you lock into that race yet with that 8.5-inch tire car?
Oh, no, he can't run a tire like that. That's too small for him.
That's what he's going to run on.
He can't run on no 8.5 tire. He really would be crazy horse.
Hold on, wait a minute. Did you lock in with that car from California?
Nobody locked shit in.
You want to lock in?
How come you haven't locked in yet?
What am I going to lock in? A fucking ghost car? Is that what y'all want me to lock in?
What you want to...
He's coming. What are you scared of?
He's coming.
You want all your shit. Talk your fucking shit. And he's trying to lock the face with you. And now you're trying to backpedal?
Ain't nobody backpedaling. My motherfucking ass is going to be there. You just need to be there. That's all you need to do. Is this the same one with that little 26-inch bullshit tire?
Yep, it is.
Motherfucker, don't you know Mickey Thompson goddamn stopped making 26 this bitch? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, we're out on all of it.
What are you scared of? After he's done whooping your ass, your car's going to be the pretty pink fucking pony is what it's going to be.
Well, all you got to do is show up, motherfucker. That's all you got to do.
He's going to show up.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
How come you haven't locked in yet?
Well, yeah, why you ain't locked in yet? Because I heard this shit is fast, so I would have locked in already.
When am I going to lock in?
You want me
to
call him?
Didn't you talk to him on the phone?
Talk to who on the phone?
The guy with the Mustang.
The guy with the Mustang.
The 8.5-inch tire.
With the 26-inch tire?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
And I know that car very well.
He just ain't going to help you, baby. You can say it 1,000 times, he ain't going to help you. How come you haven't locked in yet? You talking you're going to fuck us all up? Lock in.
Bitch, lock up. $500 for $2,000. That's it.
Okay.
What you want to do? You got it, motherfucker. Bring that bullshit, and I will fuck it up. If you fucking break down, bitch, it's $500. That's all I got to tell you.
Here's the race. He gets the top ball.
Fuck you. Man, bitch, don't bring a slow-ass car if you ain't ready. Fuck that.
You know what?
Dude,
I'm going to tell you something.
Got it.
I'm going to tell
you
something.
I ain't playing with no punk-ass motherfucker that can't line up beside me. Heads up. Be heads up. Heads up.
Oh, I thought you was a big racer. I thought you was a big racer. You
were
a big racer. I thought you was a big racer. They tell me you're a big racer.
But don't, hey, what they say, don't pick on a big boy when you can't handle it, motherfucker. Go find somebody you can handle then.
Oh, my God.
Change your fucking tampon and give me a call back, okay, bitch? You ain't nothing but a fucking punk.
Oh, he got to get the top ball. He got to get this. He got to get that. Seriously? Is that how y'all race over there?
Big boy, where you from, big boy?
All you got to do is get another lane, and we both turn the boat balls on. Lock in $500 for $2,000. Straight up.
I tell you what.
What you want to do is you just want to talk shit. How you going to fuck us up?
Bitch, I'm not talking shit. I race, motherfucker. That's what I do. I
race.
You talk shit. You want shit. I race.
Gentlemen, let me cut him for a second. When I get an inbred right here. Hey, Rob. Hello, Rob.
Yeah.
Rob, will you be in Macon on the 3rd? Or will you be in Macon on the 3rd?
No, I won't. The guy that's going, he's coming. He called me today and said he is coming down there to go race. He said what they discussed was that he going to – something's going to
fill out. Hello,
yeah, we're still here.
I'm here.
He said what they talked about was that they're going to give him the top bulb, no wheelie bars, and one unit is what I was told.
Excuse me for a second. I got to have silence right now. The only people I need to hear from right now is Crazy Horse and Rob. But Rob, is there any way that we can get the other gentleman, and Tay, I'm sorry, is there any way that we can get your partner on the line?
Yeah, I can call him. He called me earlier. He's trying to get it together because he's going to make that trip. I can't make that trip. Because it was a short notice, I just found out that he's going on the trip a couple of days ago.
Okay, I understand. If you'd like, we can go into a private room real quick, and that way we can get rid of all the cursing, the bitches, and the motherfuckers. We can straight get to racing. I know for a fact, Aaron is a good dude. He will race, hands down. We just need to get to the bottom of what the terms were and how the race is going to be skipped. If you can get the your partner can get the lockout money, lockup money over to Tao, I'll be more than happy to receive Crazy Horse's lockup money. So that way, there's no more ghost trips. If $500 would be sufficient, then that's fine. So, Tao, if you can take over the show for a second.
Take over the show for a second
and let me go in the private chat room with Rob. Let's see if we can get the other gentleman on the phone.
All right.
Hey, Tao.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Hey, Mel. I appreciate you, letting us talk about Hollywood Sam tonight. We got more guys out there. We, appreciate if they just hit the one button, please. We lost a legend. We really lost a legend. This man just did a lot for us. I think right now, man, we kind of just mourning and hurting right now. So. We'd like to get the Green Hornet back on the phone. We hope we get it back on the phone, Paul, you still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm still here right now. Yeah.
Right. Honestly, dude, we took a big loss today, And we're just mourning, so we really appreciate, you guys listening to us and listen to what he's done for us. As a matter of fact, we've done for all of us. He does stuff for you guys you don't realize.
What happened?
Well, Tao spoke with the man. And he called, he said, Sam, I don't know if we'll make it this year. And he said, well, who else you got? I got a buddy from California, man. He was on Pink's All Out. And he said, man, get him on the phone. So I got Tao on the phone. They talk. And, man, he told Tao, he said, man, just get to crying. He said, man, I got you covered. You tell him, man, me and last time my wife, we drove 42 hours to get out there. And the last race at Martin Dragway, we really can't do it, And we can really just, we're going to have fun tonight. Paul, you hear some grudge racing tonight. They're going to talk all that talk.
I'm talking that talk.
Yeah. And I want to say for Paul, too. Paul done a lot for us, too. We used to call the White Castle. We used to meet up the White Castle years ago. And I'm going to let Paul, when I get done, let him speak on his website. And if you guys want any videos, he will mail them to you and get them to you. But Paul did a lot for us, too. And Sam told me one night, what was that year we was out there, 2011 we was out there? And
yeah.
Paul walked up to me. Sam walked up to me and said, he said, man, it's a beautiful thing y'all doing. I mean, dude, we have so many cars there. And Paul has done a lot. Man, he did a lot for Detroit. And Paul,
City Council just made it hard for us, man.
Right, and I like to say this. If any guys, Paul, can you tell them your website so the guys can look at your videos and stuff?
Well, it's all on YouTube right now. The website's down. Mm-hmm. But it's all on YouTube. If you just type in Motor City Street Races.
Garage Talk?
No, yeah, after you type in Motor City Street Races, you'll see Garage Talk highlighted, and then you click on that, then all the videos will come up.
And but,
it's clips from the documentary of The Dangers of Street Racing. It's clips of Sam, the interview I did with Sam, and some of everybody at car shows in Detroit. The Green Hornet.
You guys from the West Coast, if you want some nice documentaries, this is what Paul did for us. And in turn, him and Sam are really, really close, closer than I could ever be with Sam. But, Paul stuck his neck out for us, too. And Sam told him, man, go do it. Go do it. He would go to Sam and say, Sam, you mind if Sam said, hey, man, go do it. Get it out for him.
Yep.
And like he said, back in 73, in the interview he did, he said he lost his job. We don't really know if it was Chrysler. We don't know if it was one of the big three. And the man decided to open his own shop. He had no way of feeding his kids or nothing. He wanted to take a gamble. But Hollywood Sam's shop used to be the biggest shop in Detroit, Michigan. Yeah, go ahead.
He was the only high-performance shop in Detroit for years.
Everybody that had a muscle car had to go through Sam. We talked about that on the interview. Harold Martin. He said Harold Martin come there and buy parts for his dad back way back in the day. Now he's one of the top racers in the country.
Theo.
Yeah.
Harold Martin, you should know, when you ran the funny car back in Detroit as the Nationals, if you remember a pro stock car, if I'm right, Mr. Humphreys, you let me know, Paul, let me know, he ran a car called Little Kim. He ran against Bruce Glidden, Bobby Glidden. I mean, he ran against all of them.
Was this a pro stock car?
Yeah, it was orange and white. It said Little Kim on the side.
Yeah, this was back in the
70s. Yeah. And Sam sponsored that car, man. He sponsored that car. You know, he helped that
Sam
man get what
Sam
he had to
took
be.
Part, he took part of a lot of stuff that went on, even in the hydroplane races. He was part
yes,
of the whole team with the hydroplane. And he talks about that on that interview. He talks about all the
yeah.
stuff on the interview.
He talked about Doc James. Doc James is one of our only guys that we know has won what? Doc has won like 3 Wileys. And Doc is unable to talk tonight because he's in Norwalk, Ohio, racing tonight. And, you know, we hope that Doc has a good turnout and be safe, you know. But, guys, we really appreciate y'all embracing us on the show tonight to give us a love for Sam and Detroit. And we hope, you know, we're going to get down when I get down. We're going to have a good time. But, guys from Detroit, man, hit the one button, man. You don't need to talk about Sam, man. Come on, please. Let's go back.
Yeah, I'm back. We just kind of just try to iron out some things, but, you know, it is what it is. Like I told him, I said, hey, the guy said he raced, so that man is traveling all the way down there on a little bitty tire. He can't come with him. Then, hey, I told him to bring some 10-5 tires. You know, he ain't never had that on his car. I said, I know the car personally. So the guy ain't never ran the car in 10-5, so he don't know what it's going to work.
He's
traveling all the way there because he wants to race.
Hey, Rob, one of the rules on our show, and you know, we know you're the VT man for him. Biz is supposed to be on our show tonight to, you know, so you and him can talk.
Right.
You also got to go on the show, but can we get this man on the show? Because we don't like to talk about people that are on the show.
Hold on 1 second. Hey, Drag, I know you're online. My board's kind of on a blink right
get
now.
Drag, man, get Drag on the phone, dude.
Hold on a second. Relax. Drag, if you could do me a favor, and can you get Biz on the line for me and do me that favor? Because I talked to Biz earlier today. And I told him I'd call in if he could. I told him if I needed him from the call in.
You want me to take Biz? I can take Biz.
We got on this subject last week about all this, and I don't want to see Chip dive all the way out there for nothing. And I know, going out there and he'll probably get races out there. Like they were saying, but that wasn't the issue. The issue was he out there on 26s, he'd get races, he would get fucked up. Well, he wants to come out there on 26s, but if these guys with these cars want to race him straight up, I mean, that's stupid. It's stupid. If you say you're going to race and you want to race,
It's just like I told what's his name. I say, the dude want a race. Hey, he crazy for going, but he want a race. So, hey, he want to go try it out. But you don't want to run on a smaller tire. So he said, well, hey, I told him, take some 10-5s with you, and maybe they'll give you something like they should. That's your track. He ain't never been to that track. He don't even know if his 8-5 is going to work.
No, they just, what they want to do,
what they want to do is they just want to go out, let them go out on the 8.5 and then take them head up. I guess in their eyes that's fair.
Well, I guess so.
So, I mean,
I guess that's what you call fair.
he might as well
race his stock truck because that's fair.
Well, you know, the only thing is don't call a man out, and then when he gets there, you don't give him a race. You don't want to lock in now for the race because you know the guy's coming.
And the worst one, he ain't even using Hoosiers. He's on Mickey Thompson that we know don't work.
Because we had to do
two in our car to run on those Mickey Thompson.
I know
that Mustang don't weigh 3,500 pounds. I know that. So if Crazy Horse want to add weight to his car, make sure his car weighs 3,500 pounds, we can run a 10.5 in any amount he want to come with. And just like I told my man on the phone, he can go borrow money from Jesus and come with it.
Well, here's the thing. You know, he's coming out there on 26s last week. They said, bring that fucking shit out here. We'll fuck it up. Well, you know what? What those guys are running, you're straight up. Yeah, does he have a chance? I don't think so. But if he's going to come out there on 26s, you think going to race him? You still want to race him straight up? What a fucking coward. What a fucking chicken shit coward. Don't talk shit about California not having nothing if you're scared to race them.
I said the guy just won a flat.
Oh, you know what? Hey, listen. Hold on. You know, I got a rule on the show that when it's one thing for me speaking on Chad's behalf because being the governor of California, but I just refreshed my thing and Crazy Horse isn't online, and me, I do not like to talk about somebody when they're not online. I don't want to disrespect them like that. I'd rather than be off the phone. Okay? So unless he calls back or something, I don't even want to speak about that race no more because I guess that ain't going to happen if he had to go or want to talk about it or whatever.
So, Taylor, what you're saying is that if Crazy Horse is on the phone.
Right. We ain't trying to bad mouth the man because he ain't there because he needs to defend himself. But, be realistic. Like I said, the dude called me today, and he got some other issues going on, but he going to make it. Even if he got to put it on a toll dolly, he going to make it. He going to go.
But Taylor, I got to cut
it.
I got to applaud you, Taylor, because there's so much going on in the grudge world right now. It's just too much. Everybody talks about what they're going to do, and if a bullfrog had wings, he wouldn't bump a drum every time he jumped. Crazy Horse isn't on the line, and neither is your other partner on the line. So please, we have other calls on the show. Let's move on.
Let me see if I can get a hold of him.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Try and get hold of him. Let Gunner and do their job. They're gonna move on to more calls.
I'm gonna have to hang up. So I'm gonna hang up and then I'll call back because I'm gonna try to get him because I can't see the numbers.
If you got any problems,
just call the cell phone.
Hey guys, hey, this is Paul from Arizona. I'm gonna get ready to get off the line, but if you guys get a chance, look up the YouTube of Hollywood Sam.
Hey, Paul, can you hang on for 1 second? Dude, we got some guys calling from Detroit. They're over their mics.
Wait a minute. Excuse me for a second. Tell you have Big Drag, one of the legends from Chicago. Kevin, if you can fill Big Drag in on what's going on with Hollywood Sam, and if you can refresh his memory as to who he is, I'm sure that Drag would know him.
Hey, Drag.
What's up, fellas? What's up?
Hey, Drag, you know,
hey, Drag,
we lost Hollywood Sam yesterday.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out who Hollywood Sound
was. On Grand River. Paul, you on the phone?
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Hey, Paul, can you feel drag in about Hollywood Sound? Because this man knows. And, man, you interviewed drag when this Detroit and Chicago started, but could you please inform drag or let him know what's going on? And he will know who drag.
Well,
he will know who.
I mean, okay. Is he familiar with the shop on Grand River?
Man, this man knows Tony Butts. He's the race in Detroit.
Okay, well, anybody that races in Detroit should know Hollywood Sound. He was the first high-performance auto parts in Detroit back in the 70s on Grand River. All I can say is that he's been around. He's been street racing, been racing at the track. He was one of the first guys with a running e-gas. First black guy running e-gas. He's just a legend on all. As a matter of fact, we bought all the parts from him.
Right.
Cams, you know, torque converters, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody that had a hot rod in Detroit had to go through him one time or another.
Well, my condolences go out for Sam and his family. First of all, let me say that. And it's always, you know, a loss to the full drag race community when we lose, you know, especially a veteran like that, somebody that pioneered the game, you know, the drag race game, street racing and grudge racing as well. But, you know, we all know that one day we're going to have to meet that same fate.
Yes, yeah. Sir.
Yeah. The thing is, we just don't waste the knowledge.
Yeah, that's right.
You know? What? Sam had a lot of knowledge, man. He shared it with everybody.
Yeah.
We just got to take it and carry it on, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he would want us to do that.
Oh yeah. You know, that goes with car shows. That goes with racing the right way. You know.
Yeah, Joe. I mean, drag. He did discuss safety with the kids in the interview that he did with Paul. Saying, you know, Sandra, you were talking about, you know, there's a lot of safety that we need to look out for and stuff. But, you know, I mean, drag is like, you're a legend in the game. You right there with Sam. I mean, you right there. I mean.
Yeah. One thing that Sam always concentrated on, and that was educating the youth.
Right.
Yeah.
And making sure that they had the tools that they need, the things to work with to get them out there. Because most inner city kids didn't have the advantages of going out to the dragway, and Sam made it possible for them to get out there. So now
yeah.
It's up to us to educate the youth and make sure that they're, you know, they get out to the track or they stop the street racing and get out to the track and race and, you know, just do some car shows, you know. It's just up to us.
I think Paul, personally, with drag here, drag is very big in the community of drag racing, and drag would agree with you 100%. Drag, you, Hollywood Sam, Melvin, Doc James, there's more out there. But if it wasn't for you guys, you know, who snatched us up and pulled us up as kids and say, hey, man, you know, well, we was doing what wasn't always right, but we're going to show you the right way. You know, and I appreciate you guys, man. You know, I'm humble to you guys, you know. And,
hey, Kev.
Mm-hmm.
Kev. Hey, let me interrupt for a second. I got someone on the line that wants to talk about
sure.
This. Smitty, you there, Smitty?
Yeah, I'm still there. Go ahead.
Go ahead, baby. Man. You're on the show. You're fine, baby. Minnie, you there, babe?
Yeah, I'm still here. Go ahead.
Hey, you're on live, man. You're on the show, baby.
How's everything going, Greg? I'm getting my heart is heavy. Y'all get my condolences and all that.
I
appreciate
it. Man, we truly appreciate it, Smitty. I think it's got everybody a little boggled tonight. You know, we know, we want to say stuff, but we don't know. You know, we truly lost a legend. You know, I mean, this man went out and stuck his hand out backwards for us to get an autorama, to try and promote races for us in Detroit, you know, and Saves in Chicago. You know, he was, you know, we really truly lost a good friend and a father, a grandfather, you know. And I want to say Big Drag, you know, from you calling from Chicago, man, that means a lot. That truly means a lot, you know. Drag on his phone. We asked everybody to pick up the one button to please speak. But, you know, Drag on his phone and say, you know what, I'm not biased. I'm going to get up and speak, say what I got to say, you know, because, man, we really took a big loss in Detroit. I mean, a lot of things is gonna we used to do, we don't know what's going to happen for us now. We really don't know.
You know what, Kevin? This is Paul. Hey, the last thing that I talked to Sam about before I left Detroit, I was trying to work on adopting a kid for a day, a kid that's into racing, that has their own car. All the guys with trailers, adopt them for a day, take them out to the track, and show them how to do things the right way. That's what me and Sam were talking about a year ago before I left. And I think we should all do that. Every city that's, you know, on this phone right now should get together with some group of guys and take a young guy out to the track that's never been out there, that's out there trying to street race.
Well, you know what? I think it was a girl or a boy that need to go.
Yeah.
Drag, can we get your input on that?
That's it. Adopt the kid for a day.
Say it again,
right,
Kevin. I didn't hear you.
We were Sam had a big thing about us adopting the kid for a day and taking him to the drag strip.
Mm-hmm.
One particular year, about 2 years ago, we were at the Autorama. And he was doing a thing with some school kids here in Detroit. And Sam called us and said, hey, man, you know, I need your help. Me, Paul's son. I mean, everybody, Tyson. I don't understand our fellow Tyson, he's not on tonight, but we all stood up, you know, and we paid for these kids to get out around and have a time. We fed them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids really appreciate it. And I think we really do it. I mean, guys, I think we got some real bad background noise, guys. Thanks, you know.
What is all that noise?
Yeah.
That was pretty well. But you know, I want to say this too. About Drag, I met Drag. BF, where you from?
Oh, there we go.
Come and talk to the man. You know, he likes Sam. Come over and talk to the man. You know, he's a lot younger than Sam. Sam was 80 something years old. But Drag is one of those guys, man. You can call up and say, hey, Drag, you know, what do you think? Drag don't give a damn where you're from. He going to talk to you. You know, some
hey,
guys
Kev,
are like, oh,
Kev.
Man, you promoting Drag.
Okay.
I'm not, Drag is a racer. You like Taylor Russo. Taylor Russo, dude, he came up here and raced in California with me. And we swapped parts, and I said, tell him, look at this. He said, man, do this and that. The man is a racer. We got to understand when you're a racer, you love the sport, or you're just a hater and want to race the sport.
Hey,
Kev,
my line open?
Yeah, listen.
What's up? Hey,
oh, Kev, can
you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Hey, Kev, let me tell you something. Taylor went all the way down there. His car, Taylor didn't even drive his car down the street. Taylor's car didn't even have an alignment. I said, Taylor, what are you doing? He says, I'm going. I didn't know he was going. He called me, he's halfway there. I said, you are a crazy fool. But the man loved the race. And just like the other guy, he loved the race. But he, you know, he going to a gunfight with a knife. And he ain't asking, you know, for the guy to run on a street tire. He just said, hey, this is what I got.
What did Rob get me into? Because I don't even know. He started talking to me, and he said he was talking shit about a 26. Like I really don't care. I already know. Honestly, I have zero business. I have zero business fucking with White Cracker's car on a 26 8.5-inch tire.
Okay. Hey, sir. Give me 1 second. Can you introduce yourself, please? Because we know who you are.
Okay,
but
listen, Kevin.
That's shirtless.
All right. Let me take care of it.
Shirtless Chad.
No, Kev, you're not shirtless.
Hold up, Kev.
Yeah.
Hold up.
Let me catch you.
Sheriff, I'm about to kill.
Chad.
All right. Hey, we hate to lose you, Paul. Hope you can stay on.
Oh no, I ain't gonna hang up.
I'm about to go. I'm just Paul from Arizona. I'm about to get out of here. But if y'all guys can get on YouTube and look up Hollywood Sound, a high performance legend.
Thank you, Paul, for calling in.
All right, you guys take care.
Take care, bro.
Chad, here's the deal, Chad. Wait, hold on. Who's calling me?
Hey, Kev, this is Smitty in Chicago, so I don't kill.
Hey, what's up, Smitty? What's going on?
Hey, did you know Jimbo turned on the W today?
Yeah, we heard that.
I've seen the video. Both of them knocked the tires off, but Jimbo recovered faster.
Right.
Yeah.
We have to get Floss on.
What's up, Smitty? How you doing, brother?
All right, brother. How's the weather down there, Dre?
Down here in Memphis, getting ready to go to Wick Race tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Well, we'll see you. We're going to cut out probably Thursday, coming that way, going to Macon, Dre.
I'm coming back home, Smitty. I'm going to come back home and then shoot out to Georgia.
I'm at my
buddy and my sister's house right now with them. And I spent a couple of days with them, and I'm going to go on over to the race tomorrow. And then I'm going to head back home probably either tomorrow night or early Monday morning.
Hey, Chad, Taylor, we're not going to cut you off, Drag.
Yes, sir.
Man, we really respect you calling in. We really truly do, Smitty. Y'all calling in to show love to Hollywood Sound, man. It just that really, I mean, don't get me wrong, Chad and all them niggas, they're going to show the respect to them too, man. We took a big loss for Detroit, and we really appreciate you guys calling in.
No problem, bro. You know, that's what it's all about.
Because you know, you know, we got the living legend on the phone, Chad. We got Big Drag on the phone from Chicago.
Oh, man.
Listen, here we go. I want to get to this business right now.
Because Chad's trying to leave.
No, I
ain't leaving until Monday. Okay.
Here's the story, Chad. Here's what happened. We were talking about the race, and Gunnett had gotten Whitecracker to call in.
Yeah.
And when we were talking to him, we asked him how come he hasn't locked in. He said locked in on what?
He don't want to lock in on a Dukes car.
And so I told him, I said, to lock in on a race, you're on 26s. And then when I told him, him on one unit, no bar, and you get the top ball. And he said, fuck no, that man, fuck, that's bullshit. If he wants to race me, he's got to race me head up. So my thing to you is this. If you're going to race this guy, if this guy's not going to give you a fair race, if he wants to race you head up, don't even bother with this fucking class.
Well, I mean, yeah, I got what the fuck reason? I mean, what do I have? I have nothing. I mean, what do I got against a car that's on the fucking ground, big-ass tire? I'm pretty sure it's back-half with how low that motherfucker is on the ground and the wheelie bars hanging all the way out the back. What the fuck am I going to do with a stock, a 100% stock suspension car, coils in the stock location, shocks in the stock location, no coilover conversion, no nothing? You know, I mean, the only race I can think of that would be fair between me and Whitecracker would be he takes the bars off. I don't care if he's on fucking 17 units. He takes the fucking bars off and gives me the hit, and I'm on a 28 10.5-inch tire.
No, so basically, sir. Basically, what you're saying is a Drag. You still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here.
Drag, is he basically asking to get to leave? I mean, we just trying to, you know, on the show, we just trying to figure out, you know, is that basically what he's asking for?
Yeah. If he takes the bars off and give me the hit, I'm on a 28-10-5, big block single unit. I know he's big block multiple units. I have no idea how many units, but you know, I mean, we basically have the same car.
Is that eighth of mile? Let me cut you off. So is that eighth of mile or is that quarter mile? You guys want to know?
Eighth of a mile. Isn't making only an eighth of a mile track?
Yeah, you had to speak to Drag, because Drag is a VP person on this phone, and I cannot lock in a race.
Here's what we're doing right now, guys. All right? Right now, we're going to Crazy Horse is on the line, okay? And we're trying to get done civilly.
Well, I mean, you know, let the two guys hash it out. You know what I'm saying? You got a B-Slim on the phone that's going to witness it. You know what I'm saying? Drag, can we
I
use
know.
You?
Listen, hold up. We're going to mute the mic right now.
Okay. Tayo, everybody's mic is muted except for yourself, Crazy Horse, and Chat. And my mic is muted too. If you need me, just call me.
Okay.
I'm here.
All right. Crazy Horse, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, Chad, you here?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, all I want to get is clarification so we can either put this to rest one way or the other. Chad, you going to Macon, right?
Yes, I'm going to Macon.
Okay. Now, from what I understood, we're on this. What we were trying to get was Cracker on one unit, no bars, one of the top balls.
Now I'm kind of halfway new to this. What is the top bulb?
The first yellow.
I'll take the bars off and run me heads up? Yep, take the bars off, run your heads up. I mean, man, you got way more tire than me. You got multiple units. We both got big block Chevy Mustangs. I got one unit. I got a little plate. I've only ever ran my car on a 26 8.5-inch tire. For all I know, I'm going to put the 28-10-5 on it, and this motherfucker is going to go straight on the bumper, and it's just going to be guaranteed money for you. Well, man, I'm not sitting here saying that you are and you ain't. I'm just telling you, the way I race is I'll take the bars off and I'll run your heads up. I'm not even going to act like I can. I got no business fucking with your car heads up. Okay. I'm not even gonna act like I do. I'm not gonna sit here and fucking talk all kinds of shit and say this, that, and the other thing. I got no business fucking with your car heads up. You got fucking all kinds of tire. You got way more nitrous than me. You got all the advantages in the world over my car. You know, we have the exact same car with the same basic power plant, but you got more nitrous and better suspension. So I got no business fucking with your car heads up. I got no business. All right. I tell you what. I give you the back tire. No willy bars, back tire.
One unit.
Do what now? You do one unit to one unit with the back tire? No, sir, all out.
You know, Chad, this is just me talking. This is going to be a wasted trip for you because it's going to be like this all the way down.
Yeah. No, I mean, honestly, I'm not really making this trip to go out and fucking hustle people and make a shitload of money or anything like that. I'm doing it just to get out of the shop for a little while, meet some new people, and race out a new track. That's all I'm really going for.
And
right.
You know, Chad,
wrong.
That's
you
the
got,
best reason
you got
to go.
Performance. You got Coupe Performance. You got a lot of people down here that sit on a regular plate, true stock suspension that y'all can definitely lock in with. 100%. Yeah, I'm sure I'll be able to get some other races. I was really trying to get something halfway worked out with you, just because, you know, last week when I called in, they called you to try and pick on me, and you know, I did a little bit of research, and you got a bad motherfucker.
Well,
You know, there ain't no two ways about it. You got a bad motherfucker. And I know for goddamn sure if I had somebody from the, you know, if I heard somebody from the East Coast talking shit about the West Coast, I'm gonna call one of the baddest motherfuckers I know to talk shit back to him.
Well,
that's how this got started, Cracker. That's how this got started. He wanted to come back and race. They called you, and all the shit started last week. So now he's planning to make a trip out there if he got a fair race. He ain't getting a fair race with you. So
I'll tell you what, Tail. Not to cut you off, but November 3rd, Chad, we'll love to see you in Macon. You said it's going to be a vacation for you. I applaud you for it because that's the best way to go race, not to make a whole bunch of money, but grown men relaxing, having fun, doing something that they love to do. You weren't scared to get beside Aaron Crazy Horse. His mic is muted right now. He has a little bit of background noise. So, Crazy Horse, I'm not putting you on knockoff. But, Chad, come on down to Macon National Drag Race to the final hit race on November 3rd. There'll be multiple cars there that look like you. Not only that, there'll be a lot of other tuners there. There'll be a lot of other performance shops. You'll make a lot of new friends, and you can best believe it's not just because you're coming to Georgia first. You can bet your bottom dollar Georgia will be in California kicking off up in somebody's ass in the year 2013.
That's
guaranteed. There is no such thing as us not coming back out to California. Crazy Horse is a traveling grudge racer, and you can I can honestly say you can expect to see Crazy Horse sometime in 2013 out in California.
That sounds great.
With that being said, Big Drag, I'm going to open your mic up. Can you weigh in on that? G-Shot, your mic is open too. G-Shot's been on the line for quite a while.
Hey, also got it. Open up Rob's mic too, please.
Okay, all right. Rob, your mic is open too.
Yeah, I'm on.
Okay, Crazy Horse, your mic, Crazy Horse.
Yeah.
Okay, Crazy Horse, your mic is open too. You got a little bit of background noise making it hard to hear, but you guys mic
yeah,
open.
Yeah, I'm going it. What I'm going to do, man, because I'm at the Netherworld in Atlanta, the Honda house with the kids and the wife.
Okay.
It, give me probably about an hour. If y'all still on the show, I don't know. I'll definitely call back in.
All right. That sounds good.
All right, partner. I'm sorry for all the noise. All right, guys. Y'all take it easy. I hope to see y'all down there, though,
thanks
honestly.
Thanks for calling in, man. I'll be there.
All right, guys. Y'all be careful.
All right, Chad. All right, in the chat, I'm looking forward to seeing you. Let's get Big Drag, Michael. Big Drag.
Yes,
Mike,
sir, I'm
open.
Here.
All right, Big Drag, I just want to get your opinion on it. How do you feel about what you hear from out of Chad as a grudge racer?
Well, he sounds like he's serious. I mean, if he's going to travel all the way from California over to Macon to do some grudge racing and to meet people, man, he's a truly a diehard racer. You know, and secondly, man, he's probably just a genuine cat, you know, all the way around the board. I heard him on the radio last week when we was on Tail's show, and he was saying that he would do it if he got some action, and now he's getting ready to do it. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, he's a man of his word. He's a true grudge racer.
I feel the same way. And ladies and gentlemen, for those who don't know, this is Big Drag from out of Chicago. He is a legend. He is a legend in the grudge world. You hear about a lot of the new grudge racers and what they're doing right now. But Big Drag has been doing this since the early 80s, if not 1980. Drag, when did you come into this grudge game?
75, 76.
I stand corrected. That's how long he's been there. And,
hey, you guys out there, this is Big Rob. I got to get off the lot. I'm spending time with my family, so I got to do that. Hey, Chad, did you take care of that little situation?
Yeah, it probably ain't going to happen, but we'll see what happens in Macon. It's a totally different story when both the cars are there. You already know this.
Right. Call me on Monday before you go, and let me see if I can work something out. All right. Later.
All right. And I tell you what, Chad, are you still there?
Yeah.
All right, Chad, I tell you what, we got G-Shot on the line. G-Shot, where you at, bro?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, G-Shot. I know you've been on the line. I know you've been listening. We have Chad. Maybe when Chad gets to Macon, maybe you might look like food to him. I know you'll go, and it sounds like Chad will go, so maybe we might have two true grudge racers looking at each other and maybe possibly wanting to do something with each other. You care to tell them about your car?
Yeah, it's fine. I got a 62 Dodge. It's all steel except for the hood. Leaf spring, stock suspension. It's on a 29-10-5. Big block
Mopar. Dodges. You a man after my heart. That's my baby. Is my 68 Barracuda. My favorite car.
Got a cast manifold, single carburetor. Yeah, nothing special.
440 base block?
400.
400 block?
Yeah.
I'm sure we could probably work something out. I'll probably have to throw the 28-10-5s to mess with all that big block Mopar torque.
What you want to do if I get on motor?
What, all motor?
Yeah, I'll run on motor. I'll unhook the nitrous. What do you want to do?
Shit. Man, I don't even know. Like I said, I'm halfway new to this. I know you guys all know each other and all this stuff,
but I have no idea
who I'm talking to. I could be talking to a 7-second car for all I know.
Hey, G-Shot.
That's cool.
G-Shot.
Yeah.
Hey, Tail,
yeah.
Babe. I think when the minute you said you was going to go on motor, I think that's the quietest I've ever heard Chad. I think he paused for a second, like, this guy's going on the motor?
I've got Dodges. I know how Dodges run.
Yeah,
I was hoping
so if
I unhooked it, he'd give me the break. He was asking for crazy horse. That's what I was hoping for.
Hey, just real quick, Chad. Real quick. You know, I talk to G-Shot a lot. You know, he calls into the show a lot. We've talked on the phone a lot. He's a good dude, and you know what? You're not going to get no bullshit or no runaround, man. He's a straight-up dude, and I love the guy, man. Especially he's got a Mopar, and he's not going to give you no bullshit. He's like you, man. He just wants to run. He'll race anybody.
Well, how about this, Tail? You kind of know about G-Shock's car, right?
Uh-huh. And you
kind of know about my car, right?
What do you
think would be a good race between me and him?
You know what? It's good out here. If his car came out here, because having a Mopar, I know my Mopars were good. If he was racing you in California, it would be a very, very good race. I just don't know what your car is going to do with Macon. That's the whole name of the game. I think it would be a legit race between the two. But that's a different track. I know Macon hooks. I don't know how hard your car is going to hook on that track. And I think that's going to be the name of the game right there.
Yeah.
It is what you're going to be able to do there. But,
here's the thing, man. You ain't got to rush into nothing. I'm going to be there. You'll be there.
Exactly.
I'm cool.
If you don't talk crazy to me,
I won't talk crazy to you. We do something. If you don't want to, that's cool. It don't make no difference. I'm going anyway. You know. So
absolutely.
It don't make no difference to me.
Yeah, what's up, Dale?
Dude, man, if you need time to get the car straight, this is the guy who'll give you the time. You know what I mean?
Okay.
He ain't gonna hold you to 30 minutes to be in the lane. If you need a little bit more time, he's a good dude. So, you know,
you can make all the passes you want, man.
Yeah.
And if you,
yeah, no,
you
I mean,
make
the,
all
the
passes
the
you want and you decide you don't want to do nothing, it's cool. It don't matter to me.
Besides charging my batteries, I don't have to do a damn thing to my car in between rounds. So, I could hot lap it if it had an alternator on it.
Yeah.
No, I think, you know what, I think seriously, I think you guys are going to get along great out there, whether you get off a race or not, just because I think you two guys come out of the same mold, man. You guys are, die, I want to race, you'll race anybody, you know, nobody wants to lose, but you just want a fair race. If I lose a fair race, so be it, you know, and I think that, but I think that'd be a good race, man. I mean, this car's, His car's meant the Mopar, you know. You know these things come around the other end.
But I think it'd be a good race, man. I think it'd be a good race.
Yeah, so you're basically saying if my car works right out there, we should probably try something heads up.
Oh, we can do something heads up, spray to spray. That's fine.
No, that's what I was asking Teo. Oh, Teo.
I think,
is that kind of what you were saying?
I don't know numbers on his car.
Yeah.
I don't know how fast his car is.
It's a Mopar. How fast could it be, man?
Mopars are the baddest motherfuckers on planet motherfucking Earth. Don't even try and play like they're not.
I had a couple Dodges, man. I had a 64 Dodge Polara and I had a 70 Dodge Challenger. I know they run on the other end.
Hell yeah. I've still got my 68 Barracuda with a little 358-inch motor that makes 900 horsepower.
All right, well, Chad, let me add a little bit into the conversation, if you don't mind. G-Shot,
yeah.
His car is new. The name of this car is called Shawan the Tool. He had another one, and he tore it up. Nobody really knows what G-Shot's car is capable of. I don't even think he knows what his car is capable of. I don't know. He's a legend out from where he's from, and also up in the Central North area. His reputation precedes him, and truthfully, if you want my honest opinion, Chad, a lot of racers down here in Georgia are just scared of him off of his name and what he used to do.
I like that.
You know, well, I'm going to tell you, but hold up. I got to call a spade a spade. This is what I think I'm known for. His car is an average car to me. You know what I mean? G-Shot, I'm not trying to take away anything. I'm not trying to take away any of your accomplishments at all, period. But, you know, it's like you're getting away from a lot of races. You know what I mean? Because they're shook of what you used to do. I've seen your car run in Kentucky. I've seen your car make a few shakedowns in Macon. You have an average car to me. Not a slow car, but you have an average car to me. You know what I mean? You will find your Huckleberry, I hope, soon. The quicker somebody gets beside you, I think the quicker we can get it over with and see what you're really capable of. Chad, he just doesn't seem like, you know, just don't get, you know. As a matter of fact, Tao, you know G-Shot. Tao, G-Shot is a traveling grudge racer. He's been out to California before. So you know, maybe you can add to that conversation. I really don't know. Tao didn't seem to be scared of G-Shot at all. When I called, Tao to get on G-Shot, I called G-Shot to get on Tao. Tao bit and said, fuck him. I know who you are. We can get it on. I like that. I mean, you know.
Hey, I'll tell you, Chad, G-Shot's actually been out our way, man. He's ran at Terminal Island. He was good friends with Willie, Big Willie.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, he's been out this way. He knows our backyard pretty good. He's got to do me a favor and hit Kev's mic. I'm sorry. My board is so jacked up, it says that it's on.
Okay, whose mic is it, sir?
Kev, open up Kev's mic, too. I'm sorry. My board says he's on.
Okay, let me see.
But, you know,
Kevin, okay, I'm sorry. Kevin, your mic is open.
Yeah, hey, was G-Shot on the phone?
Yep, G-Shot's on the phone.
G-Shot, don't like you nervous now, motherfucker. G.
Maybe, you know, G-Shot, he does a lot of traveling. I see he's still on the show. Maybe he's
still
bad.
Get G on the phone. Get G on the phone.
He might have went through a bad area.
He's on the phone.
He's on the phone. G on there.
Larry, your mic is open, too. We have Brother Larry on the phone.
Oh, shit. Uncle Larry.
We have Brother Larry on the phone. He's been on the line.
Hey, Uncle Larry.
You know how Larry does. Larry probably muted the phone.
Uncle Larry, come on, man.
Everybody running away from the damn phone.
Hello,
everyone.
Hi, y'all.
How
are
you
all doing? Funk Kid on the line. We got Funk Kid on the line from out of Chicago, too.
I have my phone on mute, and I didn't even know it was on mute. But how you doing, Theo and Kevin and Gunny and Greg and how everybody doing?
Good.
Is Sleepy on here tonight?
No, but we got the kid. We got the kid on the line.
What's going on? Yeah, I kind of was laying back listening. Tonight, you know, and y'all happened to have one of my favorite guys on the line tonight, old Big Greg. He was saying that he had condolences to Sam. I was trying to figure out who Sam, but then when y'all told me, I said what y'all said. I heard up about. I've never met him personally, but I know. I want to let everybody know it goes out to his family and friends and everybody. We all going to have to sit on this and try to start. Nothing nobody can say and nothing nobody can do, you know. I want to start out with that. And the other part was I have never had a chance to see your car run, neither do you, you know, but I would like to see you guys.
I've been on you for a while now. My man, kind of swinging, he want to run G-Shot, and this is my question, but I know G-Shot's probably about 4,200 pounds, right?
Yeah, G-Shot got a very big car, man.
He got a big heavy car, right? And this man coming from California, he don't mind what you run. He's 4,200 pounds.
Yeah. But I
ain't 1,400 pounds. I'm coming out with a full-body Mustang with power windows, stock suspension, all that good shit.
Well, dude, you can't win him on 33. He's 4,200 pounds.
No, I'm a whole lot more than 23. I'll be 100% honest. It's 3,120 with me in it.
You 3,120?
3,120.
That's pretty good.
It ain't no featherweight. Like I said, it's a full stock suspension, all steel except for the fiberglass hood, and I damn near think this fiberglass hood that I got on there weighs more than the stock hood. And it's got a big block in it, so that adds some weight to it from what it should be from the factory.
Let me say this to you, sir. We commend you because you're the person from California who wants to come into making a race. We want you guys to come out. We want to have a good time. But G-Shot, you and G-Shot, yeah, look at it. G-Shot's 4,200 pounds and you're 31. So, you know, can you guys work them out to see a race, I mean, from the west to the coast?
Oh, no, absolutely. We already talked.
Well,
and, you know, I'm not going to, you know, it would be ignorant of me to lock up a race with a car that I've never seen, that I have no idea what the hell it is. You know, it would be ignorant of me to lock up that race. Do you not agree?
No, sir. We're not well saying it, but you know what? This is what I'm saying. You're a stand-up guy who comes from the West Coast and get down. Okay?
Yeah.
You guys will see me going
down the track next to other people. You will see me going down the track next to other people. You don't have to worry about that. I'll find races. Races will find me. Whether I'm going to stay on the 26 8.5-inch tire or put on a 28 10.5 non-W, that's pretty much the only question. But you will see me going down the track on the side of somebody for some money.
I wasn't making Chad, you are telling us.
Hold on, Kev. Go ahead, Drag.
Chad, I was in making maybe about 6 weeks ago. They had some 26-inch tire cars running there, so I'm sure you'll find you some 26-inch action.
Yeah, no, that's what, like I said, I haven't even had a chance to test the car on the 28, 10.5. I actually drove all the way out to Bakersfield yesterday. Usually they run their test and tune until about 1 o'clock in the morning. I had the pleasure of driving all the way out to Bakersfield. It took about 4.5 hours because of this wonderful California traffic. And I had the pleasure of showing up at the track just in time to hear, and that's the last run of the night.
Wow.
Turned my happy ass around and drove straight back home.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Chad, I'm just saying, I applaud this man. He's going to drive in California to get away from it. I really do.
He's a true drag racer.
Right.
He loves the sport, and I also commend G-Shot. G-Shot loves the sport also, but you know, usually when he go to track, it's guys that are way over him that wants to drag. But G-Shot is not going to go for that, just like you're not going to go for it. So, you know, if you find something more so in your class, like they say, there will be other cars there that you come up with in the class of what you and G-Shot have. you know, or y'all might end up working out something. But I could be in both of y'all, man. That's what I want.
Right, and that's all I was saying. That's all I was saying with Chad and Tay. I was just saying that I commend this man who's going to make the travel, you know, and Drag. I think Drag could really speak on that because Drag has traveled, you know, over the years. And I just wanted to commend this man. I mean, if he's going to come out here, guys, don't try to stick to man. I mean, go the man going to race. He said he's coming to race. He representing the West Coast. He's the only person coming from the West Coast that's going to do something and make it. So, you know, we need to respect this man, you know, all bullshit aside.
Also, too, Chad, also, we got a text from Jay. I got a text from Jay. I don't know if it just went out to the governors and directors. But we're going to be at Jay's house Friday night. I got a wake that I got to attend. I'm going to try to see can I get with the family one day next week early and just, you know, chat with them and stuff and get out of there early. But if you get down to Georgia, make sure you get Gunnett's phone number. Get Gunnett's phone number. And Gunnett will put you in the loop of what's going on or, you know, take you around or what have you, man. Them guys are really good and hospitable like that. Gunnett and Jay Barnes and all those guys. So if you contact AO or either Kevin and want to get up with one of us, if we're not there, we'll be en route. Probably, hopefully, sometime Thursday so we can be there for Friday. So, you know, you can have some of the races that, you know, you're familiar with on the radios that you could maybe go out and have dinner with or whatever, you know.
Okay. Yeah, no, I will for sure be in Macon Friday morning. I think you said they said what Test and Tune starts about 4 o'clock or something.
I didn't hear the announcement, but I'm sure Jay had a track open. He'll cater to whatever it is you need.
Yeah.
I know that.
Jay will. I'm sorry, Dre. Let me just speak over you, sir. Jay will accommodate you. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna tell you right now, man, you got so many racers that's gonna be there. You got to worry about food. These guys, you come from California, we'll take you out to breakfast, take you out to lunch, make sure you're fed, you know, because you're coming from the West Coast. And we want to represent, we want you to come out and have a good time with us. It's not about who's going to win or lose.
Yeah.
Dude, you are a stand-up guy to come from the West Coast. And if you basically, we're going to make sure that you're accommodated. Everything we can do to help you is done.
Real quick, Chad.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I talked to Biz today on the phone, and in case anything was going to happen with Cracker, he was going to be there, you know, I asked him, you know, I don't want everybody coming at you all these different, you know, ways, but Biz was going to help either hold the money or negotiate the race for you, or, you know, not negotiate it, but just get it clear on what's happening. So,
No, that's what I mean. Let's get this straight. I'm not one of these guys that's sitting here saying, oh, I'm going to come to the East Coast and down south and I'm going to fuck everybody up because I'm the baddest motherfucker there is. I'm coming out to meet some new people, have some fun, fucking get some fair races. I ain't coming out to fucking, I'm not coming out to try and fender race anybody to the finish line. I want to run my fucking car all out against somebody else all out and see fucking. I want to see a fender right next to me when we're coming through the finish line. That's what the fuck I want to see.
Yeah.
Well, I guarantee will be down there for you, Chad, you know, and as far as, you know, guys down there, because you're going to have cars from all over, people from all over at Macon, Georgia on the 3rd.
Chad, what I'm saying, if you come, dude, you got any problems?
My position has changed to director now.
Okay, he's a director. I'm VP. Yeah. I'm VP of marketing. We're going to make sure you're taken care of, dude. We want you to come out. I mean, Tayo is doing a beautiful job out in California, and we would love for more guys to call in and do the thing we're doing. And we're trying. I mean, you got Drag on the phone, you got me on the phone, you got Larry on the phone, you got all these guys on the phone. They're trying to get something to go out in California. If it's Las Vegas,
yeah,
we're gonna come out and support. I mean, man, come on out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, it's a long drive.
Kevin,
gas prices are high. You know, I trust me, I understand people from the east not wanting to come to the west, and I understand people from the west not wanting to go to east. I'm already planning on about $1,600 just in fuel to get there and back.
Oh, yes, sir. We understand that.
Well, you run through some states. You run through some states like, depending on which way you travel, especially Illinois is probably one of the higher states with fuel costs and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna be going through Arizona and Texas, and then going up to Alabama and stopping at my buddy's house in Alabama, help him finish up his little Mustang, and then we'll be heading down from his house in Alabama to Macon Friday morning, because he's only about 5 hours away from Macon, his place in Alabama.
Boy, you should be hitting pretty good, decent fuel prices up through there. You don't come through the northern part, up through Illinois and stuff. Boy, they gonna stick it to you over by us.
Yeah, so I should stick up on the 20 and not take the 10 down the southern part, right?
I'm not familiar with that area coming from Cali, but the direction you just said that you were going to take would probably be the better one, you know.
Yeah, take 20 across. I drive trucks, take 20 across, and she's okay.
Yeah.
But I'll be in Hot Springs in
Memphis right now. I've been here since Thursday with Perry and Mo, and
cool.
We just hanging out. You know, I don't get a chance to see them that often, so that's why I stay when I come. But we will be in Holly Springs in the morning, probably. If you come in, G, give me a shout, and you can just meet up with us, and we can go together from there.
I guess me and Shawanda are going to leave about 5 in the morning.
Hey,
Is that G-Shot on the phone?
That's
G-Ball. Yeah, that's
G-Ball. That G-Ball on the phone? Hey, Tayo. Tayo.
Yeah.
You're boarding the phone. G-Shot.
We've been talking. Kev, where you been? We've been talking all night.
Hey, Tayo, I'm gonna get off so I can because it's time around here. I don't want to keep everybody woke, but I'll talk to you guys in the morning. Tayo, give me a call. I know you've been on vacation, but I think that dude may have got a deposit on that vehicle that we was looking at down there, but I'll have you go check it out. But anyway,
okay.
Larry and everybody, Kevin and Tayo, and Tayo,
hey,
be looking forward to meeting you there, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Greg.
Yes, sir.
Before you go, this kid.
Kid, what's up, kid?
Ain't nothing happening,
kid.
Man, and the rest of the girl of the world. Hey, give me a call in the morning, man.
Okay. Send me a text, kid. Just in
okay,
case I
that'll
you.
Work too.
And I went on. I went online. I see Alan Johnson still on top, so he probably gonna finish up number one this year.
Yeah, he probably will. So I'm gonna look all that stuff up tonight.
Okay.
Everybody
right
knows
now.
Probably, but shit, Jimbo got away from Small Block Petey today.
Yeah, it's on. It's on YouTube. I seen it. They sent me a text about it. They both knocked the tires off, but Jimbo recovered faster. Yeah, it's on there. Okay, guys. Well, good world, everybody. If I missed anybody, it's not because I didn't want to. I just can't think of everybody that's online. But you guys have a good night, and I hope to see y'all tomorrow.
All right, Jerry. Hey, I'll give you a holler. I'm leaving Hawaii tomorrow, and I'll give you a call probably around Monday because we're flying during the night.
Okay, hey, another thing, Tayo, God dang it, just call me, Tayo. We'll talk tomorrow once you get back.
Yeah, I went out, I did go out real quick. I did go out there, but the dude didn't have the key to open it up with them.
Okay. All right, no problem.
So, okay.
We'll talk some more stuff offline between you and I.
You got it, boss.
Okay, man, bye. Take it easy.
All right, let's get G-Shot still on the line?
Yeah.
Hey, Nuck told me to tell you hello, man, whenever I talk to you.
Ah, man. You need to have him call me.
Have him to call you, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to get your number.
I give it to you now. I don't care.
Oh, okay.
You
want it? Yeah.
You going to be in Holly Springs?
No,
yeah.
I'll probably come down with Leroy and stuff to make them.
Oh, all right.
right, give me the number.
Kid?
Yeah, this kid.
You ready?
Yep.
Hey, this kid is Larry. What's happening, man?
Ain't nothing happening, Larry. What's going on?
Oh, man, nothing, man. Trying to make some preparations so we can get ready to get out of here. That's why I was trying to find out what time G-Shop was going to leave out.
Yeah.
Trying to make some preparations to get out of here, man, so we can get on down there, man, and watch some real good drag racing.
Yep.
Yep. You coming, kid?
Yeah, I'll probably ride on down to Woodley Roy.
Okay.
And y'all.
Are you talking about the third or you talking about tonight?
The third. I ain't going nowhere tonight. I got to look at some television tonight.
Okay. Yeah, well, we're going to get out of here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Going out of the Wix program.
Brother. Yeah.
You ready, kid?
Yeah. Come on, G.
270-945-2981.
All right, G, I got you down, man.
Kevin, yeah.
Guys, hey, oh, yeah.
Hey, up real quick, guys.
Like
call me when the show over, kid.
Okay, then.
If you don't mind.
Right, I'll call you, G.
Hey, guys, listen up real quick. I gotta wrap this up now. My battery's going dead, and it's going to kill everybody. Real quick, I want to thank everybody who called in. Chad, I'll holler at you in a little bit. Gunner,
right.
Vic, I want to say to you, thank you for helping me out tonight, man, because I was hitting the panic button, and I could not have gotten this show out tonight without you. Thank you a billion times, brother. I owe you big time.
Can I say something, KO?
And yeah, go ahead.
Hey, got a pick.
Yes, sir.
Fuck you. Shawanda ain't average, motherfucker.
That's why you were scared, dog. That's why dog was gonna fuck you up. As a matter of fact, let me get that.
That's why
dog was gonna fuck you up.
Hey G,
can we work out something, man, on a race? Me and you?
Yeah, we can do something.
Wait.
Can we talk real quick, or we gotta get off the phone?
Hey.
I got to get off the phone because my battery's at 3%, and it's going to hang up and disconnect the whole phone. Man, fuck your battery. Get the fuck off. Hold on. Mute his mic. Anyway, let me mute his mic real quick. Hey, real quick, if you don't mind, Kevin is a nut, and we all know he's a nut, so please excuse him. But I'm tired of Kevin after G-Shot. Kevin's not going to bust a grip. So, Kevin, I know you can hear me. Your mic is muted because I don't feel like all that extra stuff. If you're willing to do something with G-Shot, all you got to do is say you got lockup money, and you got to come to terms right now. If you're not willing to lock up, then shut the fuck up. Your mic is open, Kevin.
Hey, G. You know what? Tayo ain't shit, and Gunn ain't shit.
All right.
All I'm trying to say is, sir, Gunn.
He doesn't want to race. Tayo, go ahead, bro. It's your show.
Thank you. Hey, Gunn, real quick, you just earned yourself a beer, baby. So I want to thank everybody for calling and making November 3rd. I know there's going to be a lot of rubber out there. Everybody who's going to be racing, race safe. Chad, have a safe trip out there. I know I'll be talking to you in between then. But G, we are out.
Hey, Tayo, don't get off the phone, motherfucker.
Let me reach your mic again. Chad, I look forward to seeing you come out here on November 3rd. Chad, the cameras will be rolling, bro.
I look forward to all that.